reading of God's Word this morning is Bruce Lauderdale, and he'll be reading from Luke 18, verses 9 through 14.
It's a great privilege to turn to God's Word this morning. Please stand in honor of God's Word, Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. These are the words of Jesus. Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, not the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. You may be seated.
Good morning again. I can tell you it's quite a journey from right there to right here. And I'm really glad they took that clock down because I would be plumb embarrassed this morning. As long as I'm probably going to have you here. So, without any further ado, let's get started. The verses that we're going to look at this morning teach a message that is absolutely crucial to the life of a true believer. And it's probably a message that is seldom, if ever, taught in our churches today. And it's crucial. All the other teachings that have to do with the believer, that have any concern with him whatsoever, the promises of God, the warnings of God, the benefits, the commands, they all hinge on this point that we'll be looking at this morning. And if you miss the message of these verses, then all is lost. There is no hope beyond that point. That's how important it is. This message is hard. And at times you'll probably think it even seems cold and impersonal. And that's probably why it's not taught in our churches today. And there may be even some of the things that I say will be offensive. But it's time to clear the air, so to speak. I want you to hear this. The evangelical church in our country today is leading people to hell. The evangelical church is leading people to hell. The evangelists, the ones who have been sent forth with a message. Do you understand the weightiness of that? The church claiming the authority of Jesus Christ is leading people to hell. All somebody has to do today is to show a true desire to be a part, and the church welcomes them in with open arms, pats them on the back, and gives affirmation to their salvation. And then they teach a philosophy about Christ. I didn't say theology about Christ. They teach a philosophy about Christ that is so thin you can see through it. As a matter of fact, I read an ad in the paper this week. A fellow named Brian Talcott. Brian Talcott is putting on a seminar that you can go to next weekend right here in Ocala. And he's going to teach you how to tap into the healing power of Jesus Christ. All you have to do is believe that the power exists and have a true desire, and it can be yours. He learned how to do this, he claims, through the teachings of Mary Baker Eddy. I heard an ad. This was unbelievable to me. I heard an ad on the radio at work. There is some place right here in Ocala. I don't know if it's a religious establishment or a business that's associated with religious establishment. It's a religious organization of some sort. We'll teach you the fine art of pole dancing using so-called Christian music. They call it pole dancing for Jesus. Can you imagine? These people, the evangelicals, they claim the Lord Jesus' benefits, but not his lordship. They grab hold of his promises, never once considering his rebukes. They present the Lord Jesus as a tool to be used for some form of earthly gain or earthly comfort. They say Jesus doesn't want you to do without. He doesn't want you to be sick. He doesn't want you to have infirmities or handicaps. Simply have a desire for him and he will remove all your suffering. He wants you to have a good, comfortable, stress-free life. And all you need is a true desire, and all this can be yours. Just repeat after me as I lead you through this prayer. And they make him, what? Twice the disciple of hell that they themselves are. The scripture tells us that on that day, many will cry out, Lord, Lord. And they'll be sent away. I'm here to tell you, folks, that those are not the dregs of our society. Those ones being sent away. They're the people filling our churches this morning. The evangelists. They're the ones who had a desire to follow Christ. They're the teachers, the leaders, for goodness sake. The leaders. These people are your neighbors. They're even your own family.